Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 11, Lord Ramachandra Rules the World. Text number 2. Hotre Dadad Dishang Praching Brahmane Daksinang Prabhu Advharyave Patiching Va Uttarang Samagaya Sa Hotre Dadadi Sampraching Brahmane Daksinam Prabhu Advaryave Patiching Va Uttarang Samaghayasa Hotre Dadhadi Sangprachin Brahmane Daksinam Prabhu Advaryave Patiching Va Uttarang Samaghayasa Hotre Dadhadi Sangprachin Brahmane Daksinam Prabhu Advaryave Patiching Va Uttarang Samaghayasa. Teaching va utara samaghayasa. Hotre dadadi sangprachin. Brahmane daksinam prabhu. Advaryave patiching va. Matajis. Hotre Dadadi Sangprachin. Brahmane Daksinam Prabhu. Advaryave Patiching Va. Uttarang Samaghayasam. Matajis. Hotre Dadadi Sangprachin Brahmane Daksinam Prabhu Patiching Va Uttarang Samaghayasam. Hotre Dadadi Sangprachin Brahmane Daksinam Prabhu Advaryave Patiching Va Hotre unto the Hota priest who offers oblations. Aradat gave Disam direction. Prachim the whole eastern side. Brahmane unto the Brahma priest who supervises what is done in the sacrificial arena. Dakshinam the southern side. Prabhu, Lord Ramachandra. Advaryave, unto the Advarya priest. Pratichim, the whole western side. Va, also. Uttaram, the northern side. Samagaya, unto the Udgatas priest, who sings the Samaveda. Sa, he, Lord Ramachandra. Translation, there's no purport, so we'll read on to, I think, it's text number 5. Lord Ramachandra gave the entire east to the Hota priest, the entire south to the Brahma priest, the west to the Advaryu priest, and the north to the Udgata priest, the reciter of the Samaveda. In this way he donated his kingdom. Text 3. Thereafter, thinking that because the Brahmanas have no material desires, they should possess the entire world, Lord Ramachandra delivered the land between the east, west, north, and south to the Acharya. Text number 4. After thus giving everything in charity to the Brahmanas, Lord Ramachandra retained only his personal garments and ornaments, and similarly, the queen, Mother Sita, was left with only her nose ring and nothing else. She also had her garments. So. Text number 5. All the Brahmanas who were engaged in the various activities of the sacrifice were very pleased with Lord Ramachandra, who was greatly affectionate and favorable to the Brahmanas. Thus, with melted hearts, they returned all the property received from him and spoke as follows. Purport. In the previous chapter, it was said that the prajas, the citizens, strictly followed the system of Varnashram Dharma. The Brahmanas acted exactly like Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas exactly like Kshatriyas, and so on. Therefore, when Lord Ramachandra gave everything in charity to the Brahmanas being qualified, wisely considered that Brahmanas are not meant to possess property to make a profit from it. The qualifications of a Brahmana are given in the Bhagavad Gita 18:42. Samo damastapa socham kshanti arjam evacha jnana vijnanam ashtikam brahma karma sabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work. The Brahminical character offers no scope for possessing land and ruling citizens. These are the duties of a Kshatriya. Therefore, although the Brahmanas did not refuse Lord Ramachandra's gift, after accepting it, they returned it to the king. The Brahmanas were so pleased with Lord Ramachandra's affection toward them that their hearts melted. They saw that Lord Ramachandra, aside from being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was fully qualified as a Kshatriya and was exemplary in character. One of the qualifications of a Kshatriya is to be charitable. A Kshatriya or ruler levies taxes upon the citizens, not for his personal sense gratification, but to give charity in suitable cases. Dhanam Ishvara Bhava. On one hand, Kshatriyas have the propensity to rule, but on the other, they are very liberal with charity. When Maharaj Yudhisthira gave charity, he engaged Karna to take charge of distributing it. Karna was very famous as Datta Karna. Anybody know what Datta means? Huh? One who gives charity. The word Datta, there it is. The word Datta refers to one who gives charity very liberally. The kings always kept a large quantity of food grains in stock, and whenever there was any scarcity of grains, they would distribute grains in charity. A kshatriya's duty is to give charity, and a brahmana's duty is to accept charity, but not more than needed to maintain body and soul together. Therefore, when the brahmanas were given so much land by Lord Ramachandra, they returned it to him and were not greedy. Om jnana tamanandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshum litam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha mukham krutu vachalam pangun lang hayate garim nyat kripa taraham bande shri gurum dinataranam vanche kalpatribhyascha kripa sindhu jayabhacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhanit on the shri advaita giradhar sivasati gaur bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is quite interesting that Lord Ramachandra, he gained the world after this battle with Ravana, but then he just gave it all in charity, gave it all away. A little different than our present leaders in society, huh? Just try to get as much as they can and exploit as much as they can. But then he gave it away. Just gave it away. And what did they do? They gave it back. I mean, this is amazing. You know, consciousness. This is completely detached. And our motto in Krishna consciousness also is simple living, high thinking. We don't need much, right? In the material world, people, they just want to get more and more, collect more and more and more. But was it Dhruva Maharaj, when he, whose appearance day is in 2 days, he asked Bali Maharaj for just 3 paces of land, you know, that his feet can go on. And Bali Maharaj said, "Well, you're not very intelligent, are you? I'm the king of the universe. I can give you whatever you want. You know, you're just asking for 3 little steps of land." And Vamana, he replied that if one's senses are not in control, then even if he gets the whole universe, he won't be satisfied. So Vamana's senses were in control, so he had no difficulty in accepting these 3 paces of land. Of course, that took all the universe. We'll hear more about it in a couple of days. So if one wants to be peaceful, then one has to live a simple life. There's one saying, no God, no peace. No God, no peace. The more we know Krishna, the more we'll become peaceful, the more we engage in devotional service. But if people don't have God in their life, then there's no peace. Quite often Prabhupada would be preaching to people and they would ask him, how can I attain peace of mind? Yeah. It's a big problem. There's so much anxiety. It's a big rat race. People are just bewildered by the modes of nature. There's no peace. So what's the peace formula? Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka mahesam surdam sarvutam yadramam shantim rishyati. To know that Krishna, he's the enjoyer. You know, generally we have this tendency as conditioned souls to to be the enjoyer. But actually, the more we try to give pleasure to Krishna, the more we'll actually enjoy life. But as long as we're thinking that we're the material body and we're trying to enjoy, no, there's going to be no peace, no satisfaction. Moktaram yagatavasang sarvaloka maheshwaram. He's the proprietor of everything. You know, we may have some property for some short period, but actually everything always belongs to Krishna. And he's the friend of all living entities. Sometimes you'll hear of people that they just go around wanting to be friends with everybody. Yeah. And that can go for some time. But because we have false ego, not possible. But Krishna, he's everyone's best friend. There's no false ego. Yeah. He's always thinking of the welfare of everyone. So this is Krishna. He is the friend of all living entities. And he is the proprietor. And he's the enjoyer. So this is interesting that Lord Ramachandra, he's so detached. And the brahmanas are so detached. And this is also one of the big points in the Bhagavad Gita. Detachment. And it's so much there in the Bhagavad Gita that I decided to find out how many times Krishna mentions or refers to this detachment in the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody guess how many times? 60. 60 times Krishna refers to this detachment or freedom from the enjoying the fruits of one's activities. So it's a big, big, huge message in the Bhagavad Gita. And people are attached in this world, so attached. So Krishna is giving this message, this clear, strong message. We have to become detached from sense gratification. Of course, we also want to become attached at the same time. We want to become attached to Krishna. We can't become completely free of all attachment, otherwise you're just a stone. There has to be attachment. But what we're doing in Krishna consciousness is we're learning how to become attached to Krishna, attached to the devotees, attached to our devotional service. That's such a nice statement that I read or I mentioned yesterday about Sita, or the other day I mentioned. She's the greatest devotee of Krishna, but she's always looking at other devotees' services to see how she can improve. So we should always feel that there's room for improvement and always try to increase in our service and improve in our service. And this is what pleases Krishna. You know? The more we improve, Krishna appreciates that. You know? All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So the more we try to improve in our service, try to increase in our service to Krishna, the more Krishna reciprocates. You know? He gives himself, the more that we give ourselves to him. So, Srila Prabhupada, he came to give us this knowledge by which we can understand Krishna, by which we can become detached. You know? Srila Prabhupada was in England. This is in the early 70s. And he was given a talk at a program. It was a public program. A lot of guests were there. And after Prabhupada spoke, this English gentleman, he asked Prabhupada, "Why have you come to England? We have our religion. We have our culture. Why have you come to England to give us another culture, another religion?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "You British, you went to India 200 years ago. And you took so many jewels, and you took so many people, and you did so much harm. So I've come to England to give you the most valuable thing, that which you forgot, which is knowledge of the absolute truth." Yeah. So that's what is being given to us, this absolute truth. Prabhupada and Krishna has come to give us this most valuable knowledge by which we can become detached from material sense gratification. It's not easy. You know, we've been in the material world a long time trying to enjoy this material sense gratification. So to become free of that and understand what will actually give pleasure, which is devotional service, it's not easy. But Krishna says, by constant practice and detachment, we can attain it. It's possible. So, with knowledge, we get detachment. If we don't have this knowledge, then it's not possible to become detached. So this is real knowledge. You go to the university and they're teaching so many things, but nothing about detachment. Actually, what they're teaching is about attachment. Yeah. Just like there's these two words, learn and earn. Right? So they go to the universities to learn to earn. How to make more. Right? But actually, the goal of life is to learn about the absolute truth. And this word L, this is what makes the difference, right? Learn and earn. So this word, this letter L, also stands for listen. If we hear nicely the absolute truth, then we'll learn more and more about the truth by which we can become satisfied and detached from material life. There was another interesting pastime of Prabhupada, also in England. This to show how attached people can be. Prabhupada was in a park walking with one servant. And, you know, Prabhupada used to clean his teeth, sometimes with eucalyptus branches and sometimes neem. So he's in England, there was no neem, so there was an eucalyptus tree there. So he told the servant, go up there and get a little stem, eucalyptus. So the devotee climbed up there and a policeman came by. He said, what are you doing up there? He said, oh, I'm getting a little stem from my spiritual master. He cleans his teeth with it. It's good stuff. You know? No, you can't do that. Come, get down there. He said, no, it's my spiritual master. He's an elderly man. This is good. This is antiseptic. It's good. No, come down. He said, all right, but you explain it to my spiritual master. I can't explain it to him. He said, all right. So he went over there. He said, you know this person, you had him up there getting these stems for brushing your teeth, but he can't go up there and do that. Prabhupada said, you're saying I can't go up there and get a stem from it, brushing my teeth? You British, you went to India and you stole so much and you're saying we can't have this little stem from a tree. It's so attached, you know. So then the policeman said, all right, go ahead. Yeah. So attached, you know. Just, you know, you can't go up there and get a stem, you know. So, it's amazing. It's like Prabhupada one time, he was at a train station and he saw one very poor man. He had a stack of wood and he was carrying, Prabhupada could see that he was very proud that he had this stack of wood. It's like there's that saying that the pauper is proud of his penny. It's amazing. It's like if you get some new shoes, you're thinking, oh, Judge, I'm really doing good. I got some new shoes. I'm looking good now. Yeah. So attached. Right? I remember I was at the opening of the Auckland Temple. They had been working on this temple for like 20 years. And finally it was finished. So I, Krishna's mercy, I was there for the opening of the new temple. Big, beautiful temple there in Auckland, the farm community. Big, nice festival. The governor came and, you know, the mayor came. It was very beautiful. Next morning, I went to Mangalartik. First Mangalartik. I came out. My brand new Birkenstock shoes were gone. I inaugurated the stealing of the first pair of shoes at the new temple. I was so fried. I was so attached, you know. Pair of shoes, you know. So we get so attached. Little things, you know. There was one, actually, I couldn't believe this. There's one sannyasi. He was at one temple. And someone lost one of his socks. And he flew to L.A. here, and he must have mentioned it to me about 10 times. They lost one of my socks. I can't believe it. And I'm thinking, man, oh, man. What are we going to do when we have to give up our body? You know, we're anxiety about losing shoes and socks, and we got to give up the body. You know? We're so attached to the body, you know, things connected with the body, but we got to learn how to be detached, you know, yeah, and attached to Krishna. Yeah. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us this nice process. Krishna has given us this nice process by which we can get free of this attachment. That glorification of the Supreme Personality of God is relished by those who are no longer interested in the false temporary pleasures of this world. And this hearing about Krishna, this is the medicine by which we can become free of this disease of attachment. Yeah. Generally, when a doctor gives a patient some medicine, it's not very tasty. You know? Bitter, usually. Medicine is usually bitter, not very tasty. Right? And the doctor generally will give some diet, you know, some austere diet. You can't eat this, you can't eat that. But Krishna is so kind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind. The medicine is so nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It's so nice. Rupa Goswami says, this medicine is so nice. I desire to have many millions of tongues to chant this name and millions of ears to hear the holy name. When the holy name enters into the courtyard of my heart, it stops all the activities of my mind. And I experience unlimited happiness. Krishna says in the Uddhava Gita, Durjyanam maham mana, of difficult things to conquer, I'm the mind. So you might be wondering, why is it so difficult? You know? Krishna made it very difficult. Because once we've conquered the mind, then we're there with Krishna. You know? To conquer this mind, become detached. We have a pure mind also. Conquering our materialistic mind means that we've cultivated our true, our real mind. The spiritual world, they also have a mind, but it's not material. It's completely spiritual. So that's what we're trying to get free of, our materialistic mind, and cultivate our original spiritual mind. That's always thinking of how to please Krishna. Yeah. So this medicine is so nice. And the diet also, Krishna prasadam. Can't beat the diet. See, Lord Chaitanya is so kind. We have this disease, and what is the cure? Chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna prasadam. Engage in devotional service. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should take shelter of this special mercy that's been given to us. One other thing that's mentioned here in the purport is that Lord Ramachandra, he melted the hearts of the residents of Ayodhya and of these brahmanas. There's one pastime of Lord Ramachandra where, you know, he was extremely dear to all the residents of Ayodhya. So there's one devotee that was so attached. This is an example of attachment, this unbelievable attachment. He would not take one drop of water, take any prasadam, until he got the darshan of Lord Ramachandra. So there was one instance where he had to leave Ayodhya for a week. Some business or something. So this brahmana didn't take a drop of water for a week. So it became famous in Ayodhya. This brahmana is so exalted. He's so austere. He's not eating, not drinking until he sees Ram again. So Lord Ram returns, and Lakshman told Lord Ramachandra about this Brahmin who hasn't taken a drop of water since he left. Of course, when he came back, he got the darshan, he took water and prasadam. So when Lord Ramachandra heard this, he told Lakshman, you give him this set of deities, Ram and Lakshman. So he got the mercy. Just see, he was so austere, he was so devoted, that he got these deities of Lord Ram and Sita. And these had been worshipped for thousands of years before Lord Ram's appearance. Amazing. Huh? And these deities are still being worshipped, I think, in South India, right, Shastra? Yeah. Huh? Anybody know where? I think Udupi. Is it Udupi? I think Udupi. So just see, this devotee was so devoted, so austere, that he pleased Lord Ram so much that he got this pair of deities, Sita and Ram. So, so Lord Ramachandra was so dear to the devotees, he melted their hearts. And there's one pastime of Prabhupada also, where Prabhupada melted one devotee's heart. This was in Australia. Many of you know this devotee, Burijan Prabhu, wonderful devotee. He was there getting some association with Srila Prabhupada. I think it was in Melbourne. And Burijan gave Prabhupada this nice ring. I think it had the Hare Krishna. This had Hare Krishna on it. Beautiful ring. So Prabhupada's servant was massaging Prabhupada. And he saw this new ring on Prabhupada's finger. And he said, Prabhupada, that's such a beautiful ring. Who gave it to you, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada looked at Burijan. And he said, oh, somebody. So it was a little secret, Purijan's little secret with Prabhupada. And he said, when Prabhupada did that, he just melted my heart. Yeah? He melted a lot of people's hearts. And that's why this movement spread all over the world. It wasn't, the philosophy, of course, was very important in bringing a lot of people to Krishna consciousness. But a lot of it was just Prabhupada's character, his personality, his kindness, his love. People would just hear about Prabhupada and they would just, I got to meet this person. I want to meet this person. Because he was just, devotees just glorifying so much. And one devotee even said, it seems like this is more like the International Society for Prabhupada Consciousness. And one devotee said, yes, yeah. Prabhupada, Krishna, same. Yeah. Sakshad Darit Venas Samasta Sastra. He's to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord. Why? Prabhupada was speaking about this. He said, why? It's because he has accepted the mission of Krishna as his life and soul, which is preaching Krishna consciousness. That's why he's seen as not different than Krishna. Yeah. So the more we take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of the mission that Srila Prabhupada has given us, the more we'll be detached from this material life, and the more we'll become attached to Krishna. Thank you very much. Archita Prabhu, the microphone is just now coming. Oh, yeah. The microphone's coming.
Detachment does not mean detachment from the responsibility of taking care of Krishna's property. We exhibited that many times when Prabhupada was here. Something would go wrong and the devotee would say, oh, Krishna's mercy. And Prabhupada would say, no, it's your foolishness. In other words, whatever Krishna's given you, it's still Krishna's property. It's not yours. And you have to take care of it in that mood, whether it's a car or a house or a temple or money. Prabhupada got mad when devotees would squander money, especially in India. They would let themselves be cheated buying materials and stuff like that. And Prabhupada was very upset. So we shouldn't think that detachment means, oh, whatever, it's okay. No. It's not. You have to see that it's Krishna's property. It's Krishna's money. Take care of it. Put the oil in the car. Don't let the engine seize up because your foolishness and you didn't take care of it. Don't squander Krishna's money. Don't allow yourself to be cheated. So detachment does not mean, you know, just let whatever happens is okay. You still have to use your intelligence to protect Krishna's property and Krishna's money.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I mentioned we have to learn how to be detached, but attached to Krishna. And, of course, Krishna's service. We have to use our common sense. Otherwise, yeah, Krishna also won't be pleased. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, we've heard about how the citizens of Ayodhya were very special personalities and very strict in their following Varnashram Dharma. But in the summary, Srila Prabhupada makes a point that a woman went to the house of another man. So can you explain that or comment on that?
That a woman went to the house?
Of another man, which Lord Ramchandra, later on in the pastime, he hears about and is compared to himself.
Well, there's one, is this referring to that? There was one instance where one very chaste lady, she had one husband that was... he was very diseased and going through some physical difficulty.
That's different.
Is this different? Yeah. Well, this is one story. So she's a very chaste woman, but she went to this, just to give you an example, she went to this man who wanted to have her as he wanted to enjoy her. So, does anybody remember exactly why did she?
Oh, yeah. That's a different pastime.
Okay. Anyway, so I don't know exactly what he's referring to here, so I don't know.
In the summary study, or in the summary introduction,
do you know?
Makes that, it's explained later on in the pastime, yes, but...
Okay, it looks like Amala Bhakti Prabhu knows. Amala Bhakti Maharaj. It's going to be hard to get used to that. I've got to change that. Change the name.
Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. I'll try to answer...
Thank you.
Ms. Point that he raised is very interesting, because as we know, in the pastime, Sita was living in the Ashok Grove, and the assumption, and it was a wrong assumption of course, is that Ravan, and of course when he carried her over the southern sea, that wasn't an assumption, he actually was carrying her. Of course, I know that there's... Let's just avoid this other point, that it really wasn't Sita. Let's just assume for the purposes of this discussion that it is Sita. It's a false Sita, we know that, but I don't want to get into that point. I just want to deal with the point that Naikatma was making. So, therefore, she was touched. She was touched by Ravan, okay? So when a woman is touched, at least in those days, it's considered that she was contaminated. And Ram... after Sita proved her purity by going into the fire and then not being burned by it to test her chastity, and she came out. Nonetheless, the very fact that Ram took her back, even though she was touched by Ravan, many women would use that as an excuse or...
Oh. Well, at least we can all hear you. The internet can, but at least we can hear you.
Oh, so in order to maintain the high level of morality in the kingdom, he would banished his very pure and very wonderful and loving devotee, putting principle and putting rulership above personal desire. And that's what we learn from that, that he was willing to sacrifice his most dear wife. And of course, after a certain number of years, I think it was 15 years, she did return. And again, she proved her purity by, she brought her two sons, Kusha and Lava. And then what happened was,
thank you. A lot of people question about that. How could Ram, you know, banish Sita, you know, loving wife, you know, to the forest? So that explained it very nicely. Thank you, Amala Bhakti Prabhu. Yes, Naikatma Prabhu.
My question was in a continuation of the theme of your presentation this morning about detachment, because later on Srila Prabhupada makes point in how Lord Ramchandra was exemplary in every way, and that was pointed out again in this particular
detachment. Yeah. 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 Yes, so this exhibited Lord Ramachandra's detachment also by sending Sita to maintain the culture. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada.